So thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. So let's face it, there are times when obedience will flat wear you out, right? Ask the teenager determined to remain sexually pure when his or her hormones feel like the grand finale of the 4th of July fireworks display. Ask the young adult who's committed to wait on God's choice when her friends are hooking up with their choices. Ask the husband and wife who vowed for better or worse and are experiencing a long stretch of worse. Ask the businessman whose peers are getting ahead by making promises they can't keep. While we're at it, we can just ask the Old Testament prophet Elijah. Right before today's passage, Elijah had one of his greatest victories. In a showdown on Mount Carmel, God demonstrated his power through Elijah in a miraculous way, and the prophet demolished literally 450 prophets of Baal. After that great victory, he heard that the wicked queen Jezebel was about to kill him, and he melted. Elijah was standing up for God in chapter 18 and running for his life in chapter 19. Elijah was worn out by obedience. 1 Kings 19, verses 3 and 4. Then Elijah was afraid, and he arose and ran for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servants there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree, and he asked that he might die, saying, "It is enough now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's." God told Elijah to take a deep breath and stand in his presence. God then sent a microburst that shattered the rocks around him and shook the ground with an earthquake, and then finally sent a fire. Scripture says God wasn't in the wind or the quake or the fire. And then God came in a gentle whisper. God's gentle whisper calmed Elijah's fears and reinvigorated his spirit. So today, are you worn out by obedience? Well, just be quiet. Calm your heart. Listen. Be still and hear God's gentle whisper. So today, ask God just to calm your heart. Might be a lot going on. Just sit before him and ask him to bring calmness to your heart. Then take a deep breath and sit before God in silence. Instead of talking to God today, let him talk to you and listen for his gentle whisper. Father, we are busy, we are tired, we're distracted. Obedience is hard. Help us to calm ourselves in you. We wait for your gentle whisper in Jesus' name. Amen. And I encourage you to listen for that gentle whisper throughout the day.